Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges.
You know, Chris, I got a question for you. If you feel led by the Holy Spirit to witness to somebody that you maybe just walked up on or you've been talking to, what do you find is the best way to start that and the best way to share the gospel with them?
Well, Mark, I learned this many years ago, and I heard some people talking about the Romans Road, but I never knew what it was. And then one day when I was in seminary, I was looking through the library of my roommate in seminary. His name was John Compeer, and his father had given him many books because his father was a pastor. And so he let me come in and just look through all of his books, and I saw a Scofield Reference Bible in the stack of books, and I always had heard of it, but I'd never seen one. So I pulled it out to look at it, and a laminated card dropped out, and at the top of it, it said, "The Romans Road."
I've heard of that method, that way of conveying. What's that about? Tell us about that.
What makes it so special, Mark, is you don't have to go through many places in the Bible to lead someone to Christ. And you don't even have to memorize all the verses, but I would recommend you to do it. I'm going to just tell you a way you can cheat while leading somebody to Christ and using the Bible.
All right, let's do that.
Well, if you go to Romans, here are the verses. Romans 3:23, then there's Romans 5:8, then there's Romans 6:23, and then you finish with Romans 10, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Now, you say, "I can't memorize all those verses." Don't worry about it. You can cheat. You say, "What do you mean cheat?" I'm saying get you a little pocket New Testament and write in the margin beside Romans 3:23, Romans 5:8. Write in the margin beside Romans 5:8, Romans 6:23. Write in the margin beside Romans 6:23, Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13. And when you read those, you just see how perfect they are. It explains grace, but then it explains what Christ did. But here's the beauty of it. It finally comes to a point where the last thing they need to do is to pray. And I'm going to read real quickly the last one. It's Romans 10, 9 and 10. Listen to this. "That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." That right there is telling them this is the last thing you need to do. You need to right now pray and ask Christ to come into your heart.
Right. So those four steps, ending in the one that you just had, those four verses and the path of that gets them from A all the way down to confessing Christ as their Savior.
And it's all in one book, the book of Romans. You literally don't have to go anywhere else.
Right. And there's not too many verses of it. At least paraphrase those to where you can get the point across and get them on to the next point. Because you're walking them down. That's why I'm sure, I'm guessing, it's called the Romans Road, because you're walking them down that road.
Yeah. And another thing that happened, I was in seminary. One of the classes you had to take was Dr. Gray Allison's class, Personal Evangelism. And one of his lessons that he did was, if you're going to lead someone in a prayer to receive Christ, what is the prayer going to be that you lead?
Right.
And so he had all of us write the own prayer for leading someone to Christ. And I wrote it out, never knowing that I would use this the rest of my life and even lead people in the thousands at crusades in Africa in this prayer. I'll say it to you right now.
Let's hear it.
"Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I need a Savior. I put all my trust in this fact alone. Jesus Christ died for me personally. I believe that with all of my heart. I ask you now to come into my heart and save me. Thank you now for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen."
Amen.
And one thing I do, of course, you and I are having a conversation about leading someone to Christ, but when I'm literally doing this with someone or a crowd of people, I do it slowly. I'm thinking in my mind, I'm giving them enough time to say what I just said.
Right.
Now, I know some people, Mark, are against the sinner's prayer, but I want to be honest with you. when you're leading someone to Christ, they're now believing. Many times they don't know where Genesis or the Revelation is in the Bible.
Right.
And when you say, would you like to pray to receive Christ? A lot of times they don't know what you're talking about because they're thinking, I don't know what the prayer is.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of Romans 10, 9, and 10. It tells you the next thing you need to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and boom, you're done.
Yeah, it gets them all the way there. That's amazing. I've heard this Romans Road before, and it's always stuck with me, and I appreciate you going through that. Any other things you could tell me about that whole process? It is, like we were talking about, it is a conversation, and you know, the person doing that, we've all led people to Christ, so it's more of a conversation. You're not preaching at somebody. And so, anything you'd like to talk about, just that part of it?
I've learned this, Mark. When it comes to them praying, don't ask them if they would like to. You tell them, I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now. Pray after me. And most of the time, if it's appropriate, I'll just put my hand on their shoulder.
Right.
And then I'll just begin. I won't ask them to pray, or if they want to pray, I'll just begin. I've learned this over the years. They can either say yes and pray, or they can tell me no. That is up to them.
Sure.
But then I'll say, Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and then I'll wait. Well, a lot of times I'll hear a long pause, and sometimes I'll think, they're not going to do it. Then all of a sudden, I hear them sniffling, and they begin to cry, and they begin to talk to God for the first time. And it's like,
that's amazing.
Oh, my word. The pause wasn't not going to.
Yeah.
They were emotional. They're hearing themselves talk to God the first time.
What an amazing place to be, too, at that point when somebody's having that first conversation with the Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.